Christ is risen. Why do we come to church? A question that I think has been talked about and meditated on for years and years, and answers that go from one side of the spectrum to another. I go to church because it makes me feel good. I go to church to renew my spiritual relationship with God. I go to church because my parents forced me to go to church. I go to church because I need to go to church. I go to church to fulfill an obligation. The answers are many. But on this particular day, I believe that question is answered. We go to church in order to renew our faith and to understand that the faith that we hold within our hearts is so very important to keep us fighting the attacks, the spiritual attacks that are always upon us. Today we celebrate what? We celebrate St. Thomas. Thomas, who wasn't really sure about whether he believed that our Lord had resurrected. Something that I think many of us, maybe not believing that he resurrected, but just believing in general without proof, is something that many of us do if we haven't done over the course of our lives. Oh, I don't really believe that. Prove it to me before I believe it. Faith resides in one place and one place only, and that's your heart. If your faith is in your brain and you're intellectualizing your faith and trying to figure out what's right and what's wrong about it and what's good and what's bad about it, you've got a problem. It's going to be difficult. Faith resides in our hearts because that's where Jesus Christ resides. And today we're told that even though the impossible might have occurred, that believing in that impossible is what makes our faith strong. As I'm sure many of you who are on the internet or social media know, the Orthodox faith and even faith in general is always being attacked by those who just do not believe. For whatever reason, they do not believe. And what they want to do is they want to engage us in a war of words. Fight back, do this, say that, one in this, come and do that. The only thing we have to do is to live our faith. Do what Thomas did, and this beautiful icon of the Psilophysis, which is the embrace of Thomas, the touch of Thomas, really not doubting Thomas. It's about the touch of Thomas. Do what he did and allow the touch of Jesus Christ to really solidify our faith. If we live our faith, if we practice our faith, we don't have to be worried because Jesus will be there for us. Doesn't mean we ignore it. Doesn't mean we shouldn't answer it, but we don't need to answer it hatefully. Faith is not about answering things or saying things about other people or other people's cultures or anything about them that's ugly. Our God taught us and our Lord taught us about one thing and one thing only, that everything that we should say and exchange with one another is words of love. And we don't always do that, but we need to try. Faith is about love. Faith is about embrace. Faith is about knowing who we are. And we're attacked every single day, spiritually. We're attacked at our jobs. We're attacked at all sorts of different things. But the best way to answer those attacks are through the love of Jesus Christ who lives in your heart. Allow him to live there. Allow him. What does it say scripturally? Don't worry about what you need to say because I will give you the words that you need to say. And believe me, those words will not be hateful words like we're reading on the internet nowadays. They will not be hateful words because the love of God and the spirit of the love of God truly puts it on a different plane. So let us remember today about belief. What did our Lord say? Do you believe because you saw me? Don't worry about me. Believe because you hold me in your heart. Believe because I am here. Have faith because you have it here. We don't always need proof, but we do need to allow our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to reside in our hearts so our faith can grow and our relationship with Him can be strong. Amen. Christos Anesti.